Although I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas, this podcast is not therapy and should not be used as therapeutic intervention. Many of the products and practices mentioned are for educational and informational purposes only. Should you need support, please seek appropriate, qualified, and licensed professionals. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist, the podcast where we navigate the murky waters between what society expects and what it means to truly live, embrace the messiness, the beautiful chaos of life, and celebrating the rebellion in the process. Whether you're a recent graduate, a seasoned therapist, or someone just curious, there's something here for everyone. But before we dive in, make sure you join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect to other like-minded souls. I'm your host, Shauna Lovin, a seasoned therapist and wellness educator with a very rebellious spirit. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's rebellion. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist. Okay. I am calling out all of my fellow doers, fixers, overthinking, people-pleasing perfectionists. Y'all know who you are. You are probably a helper, a healer, a therapist, a first responder, somebody, a doctor, a nurse. You're somebody. Yeah, I'm talking to you today. I am. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, let's get started. So if you are living like every damn day and every daggone thing is an emergency, like think code red, DEFCON 1, priority 1, all hands on deck, you are essentially keeping yourself in a permanent crisis mode. The problem is that you're living someone else's life. You're living on someone else's terms. That is burning you out. You're doing it to yourself. This is not about you being a hero. It's about survival, and you deserve way better. Okay. So here's the thing that I want to talk about today is when we are on this on-call mentality, we are essentially damaging our nervous system. Like mentally, we're living in this space where every moment is urgent. It just wears us down from the inside out. And your nervous system isn't built to just like be doing and going and sprinting nonstop. We are wired for rhythms of intensity and rest. So think high cortisol, chronic fatigue, and mental burnout. When we are high, when we are in our intensity rhythm, we get cortisol dumps, our frontal lobe shuts off. We can't make decisions. We can't function very well. And we need to rest in order to come back online. And it takes a minute for that to actually happen. But we live in a space where normalizing this on the time mode, and we have this culture where on is like the thing, that's a problem. And I'm sorry to say those that are in medicine, our first responders, just, you know, it's more so there than maybe in other places. But treating everything in this way and never taking our foot off the gas and not putting any brakes on, you're just headed straight to burnout. Like if it hasn't already gotten there, you are headed there for sure. And so when we are in this hyper-focused urgency space all the time, just know that your sleep, your relationships are going to have some issues. You may be constantly irritable. You may have trouble eating. It might be your mood. You're going to have some issues. And in order for you to kind of get past this is not about like, oh, I'm just tired. I worked a lot. I worked a 12-hour shift. It's not about any of that. it's not about making you feel ineffective in your job either. It's not about that either. But it's about getting you to understand that you're running on an empty tank. And we can't give and be our best if we're on an empty tank. We just can't. The other thing that kind of pops up is this constant grind, hustle mentality is not a badge of honor. This is something we should not glorify, and we do it anyway. And we've been conditioned to think that our worth is tied to our output, when in case that is a lie. Nobody wins in this grind, especially not you, and especially not your body. Like, it just doesn't do that. The other thing that happens in this space is like we begin to identify ourselves with this hustle culture. Like, if I am not hustling, then who am I? Kind of situation. And this just becomes an unhealthy habit. Like, yeah, there's some good pieces. Like, yeah, I might get some extra income out of it, you know, to do this or do that. But when you look at the bigger picture, your value is not tied to how productive you are. All it does is create mess for you. Your ego loves the false sense of security, but your mind and body hates it. I'm just going to leave that there. Burnout really isn't, like I said, is not that badge of honor. And it is something that when we start wearing it like that, we need to be screaming and kicking and trying to figure out, like, how do we do things differently? Because the mental exhaustion, the brain fog or mental fog, the emotional numbness, that is not something we need to achieve. We really need to find a pace that works for us and works for our own life so that we can start living on our own terms. The other space that comes up, or the other thing that comes up, is, like I said, our nervous system and our energy is lacking. So let's take a quick minute and talk about nervous system regulation. So none of the fluffy jargon and like those tools and things like that. Basically, when you think about nervous system regulation, you have to remember the vagus nerve. It goes from your brain, it goes down to your gut. And that has to be flowing of energy in order to help regulate the nervous system. We don't need to be flight, fight, or freeze. We're not trying to be there. We're trying to be grounded in a space that is healthy. So try some deep breathing and muscle relaxation in order to just take a moment and breathe and check in with ourselves. Another place for regulation is our boundaries, learning to say no. Like, it's not about, you know, remember, our boundaries are not about the other person. It's about the boundaries you hold for yourself. And so what are the boundaries that are you putting in for you, not for everyone else? Keep that in mind. So think about a time where you were just running on fumes and you just needed to take a break. These are the times that I'm talking about. You know you needed to take a break, but you refused to because you were just like, yeah, I'm getting this done. No, I'm not talking about that. And we are no longer in grad school either. So we're not surviving on energy drinks and chips either. Nope, not doing it. Okay, so exhaustion of what we're doing can become a life or death situation. So nothing, not everything deserves a full attention or energy. Not everything does. There are some things we need to learn to delegate. There are some things that we can put on the back burner, but we have to figure out, like, when we treat everything as urgent, then you're basically creating constant stress for yourself, which again leads to burnout. Now, the culture that we currently live in, I'm sorry, you younger folks, I'm sorry, but this feel of instant gratification leads to burnout because we're always on. That's what that means. I'm sorry if you felt offended by that, but us Gen X folks and older people, we're not quite like that. We're just built different. Just built different. So we have to decide what is worth the stress. Like, is this a high priority or a low priority? Like, what comes out of this? When you start to feel like your energy is being zapped, you might want to think about, is this a high or a low priority? You have to make conscious decisions on to like let stuff go and stuff to just kind of dive right in for the moment if that's what you need to do. But notice how you feel when you start to let go. I want you to get off of the treadmill. I want you to think about like how could you structure your life so that everything is not an emergency and that when real emergencies happen, you're able to take care of it. You're able to delegate. You're able to do the things you need to do instead of you needing to always be on and step in and just take care of everything. Now, I know there are some moms out there, or I know there are some people that are taking care of someone else. And our situation is a little bit different because we have to think about like, yeah, we have our needs to attend to, and we also have the needs of someone else to attend to. And so we have to make sure that all of the needs, we have a priority, low, medium, and high risk, low, medium, high stakes. What does that look like for you and the people that you care for so that you're not stuck in this cycle of always being on? I remember I had a client where, you know, they took the role of their mother that had passed away in being the person that was in the family that did everything and took care of everything. And ultimately, in the end, it wasn't worth it. They realized it just really wasn't worth it. And that once they started letting things go and just letting people, you know, come to their own place of crashing and burning, rock bottom or whatever you want to call it, they realized like all the things that they were doing beforehand and all the money that they spent beforehand was just a load of shit and crap. And they were mad at themselves for that. And then that was something else we had to work on. But it's all the same. So what are some things that we may be able to do to kind of help? So again, it always starts in our body. Everything that we're doing starts in our body. Try doing some box breathing, grounding techniques, just for the immediate release of how you're feeling and the immediate reduction of crisis mode in your body. And then once that kind of kicks in, think about and talk to yourself about what needs to happen. Like, what are the boundaries I need to put in place? What are the steps I need to take to make this situation better? Do I need to delegate? What happens? Because I think we forget, like, we're good at processing information in our head, but we actually need to process it in our body first before we figure out what do we need to do from our head. So think bottom-up approach. Okay. The next thing that we need to do and then maybe help is we need to do some type of audit. I'm going to encourage you to think about the past week, month, however long, what are ways that you were stressed or feeling overwhelmed, feeling burnt out, but it really wasn't worth the energy? What task needed their immediate attention versus the ones that didn't? Just take some time and do an audit and think about like, what could you have done differently? How could you have solve this problem in a different way or had someone else do it? You know, it's not up to you to take care of everything and to do everything. So I'm just going to leave this here. Our life is not an emergency room. Your brain, your body, your soul aren't wired for crisis or constant crisis modes. Like, you are here for more than just managing chaos. Like, you're here to do the purpose and the reason you went to school for. But that doesn't mean that you need to be in constant crisis, emergency, code red, DEFCON 1 mode. Doesn't mean that. I want you to start looking at how can you live a fulfilling life where you reclaim your own energy and find more ease and joy in the daily moments. If you're not here just to be a crisis manager for your own life, again, you're supposed to be enjoying life daily. Something I'm looking at putting in place, or something that I'm looking at doing, is creating a retreat where we have y'all get together, a one day retreat. We're going to check out for one day and we're really going to dive into like, how can I restructure myself to be in a more fulfilled, loving myself space? And this ain't no fluffy self-care retreat. Yes, there's components, but it ain't that. So I want you to kind of be on the lookout for that. So I want to leave this question with you. How would it feel to stop living like a crisis manager in your own life? Imagine a life without constant grind, constant hustle, without jumping from one emergency to the next one. Where would you put your energy? What would you finally have for your space? I'd love to hear. Drop it in the comments. Until next time. Thanks for joining today's rebellion with me. Remember, it's okay to be a hot mess sometimes. It's all part of the journey. Until next time, stay rebellious, stay authentic, and keep embracing the beautiful messiness of life. Don't forget to join the Hot Mess Rebellion community, where you can connect with other like-minded souls. And anything mentioned in today's episode will be linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, you share with a friend, you leave a review, and you keep coming back for more. This podcast was brought to you by Healing Roots Wellness and Botanicals. For more information, please visit healingrootswab.com.